By the way, Jed, our backing music tonight is from the Fairfax sensation, Kathy Cotton. I know you're into that. always into supporting a local artist.
No doubt. I definitely support our local artists as well. I've got to get some Cash Campaign on here. He's another local artist.
I've heard Cash Campaign on Mr. Clean's Lounge quite a few times.
No doubt about it. I know him very well. He'll be more than willing to give us some of his music for us to play for our hometown fans here.
All right, folks. And remember, if you'd like to listen to this game subsequent to the live broadcast, you can do so by going to the radio.dominican.edu website and download on demand any of the basketball games from all season long. And we are ready to go with the national anthem now, fans. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, Jed, here we go. Penguin women and the Pioneers tonight from the Conlon Center. I'm excited. Jesse Mazza is in the house, our head trainer. Give you the starting lineups now, fans, for the Cal State University East Bay Pioneers, who are 2-3 in conference, 3-9 overall. Their last victory was over Bethany. They are coached by Tony West, assisted by Beth Murdoch, Michael Phelps, and Terrellyn Good. Number 3, Morgan Hunter, is a 5'4" junior out of Sacramento. Check those levels. Number 10 is Andrea Rodriguez, a 5'6" sophomore out of San Leandro. Number 13, Emily Schaefer, is a 5'6" senior out of Kelseyville Jet. Number 21 is Amy Elliott, a 5'2" senior from San Leandro. And number 32 is Ashley Jacobs, a 5'7" sophomore out of Sacramento. The top scorer, not starting, but the top scorer, Jet, for the Pioneers is number 23, Frieda Lee. We'll keep an eye on Lee. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers in her second season, assisted by Bria Redd, LaShawna Bridgeforth, and Christina Witt. Coach Chambers is sending out number 20, Alicia Flatten, the Cal Pack assist leader last year. And as Jet mentioned in our pregame show, the Cal Pack Player of the Week for January 1st, that's Alicia Flatten, the 5'6" junior out of Hayward. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" junior out of Novato. Number 24 is Michaela Baskerville, a 5'6" junior out of Alameda. Taki Takoi, number 25, the 5'7" freshman out of Rotorua, New Zealand. And number 32 is Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" sophomore from Santa Rosa. Both teams are out on the floor, Jet, and we are about ready to get this thing underway. East Bay 2-3, Penguins 4-0 in conference. 20 minutes overhead. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson, your DU broadcasters for this evening.
No doubt about it. Hopefully 5-0 is soon to come, Stu, in a matter of 40 minutes.
Could very well happen. We'll have every play for you live on radio.dominican.edu starting right now. In the Penguins, in the middle for the Penguins is Baskerville. She tips it out, and it goes the way of the Pioneers. Pioneers bring it up very quickly, and a very quick shot on goal from three-point land by Amy Elliott from the right wing does not go. It's taken down by Baskerville for the first rebound of the game. We're 15 seconds into it. Out on the right wing is Baskerville. She gets it down low to Gomes. Gomes heaves it across the court to Janish. Janish drives in left side on the baseline. Back outside Baskerville on the way. And it's horseshoed back out left side. Rebound taken by Jacobs. Jacobs heaves it off now to the left side to Rodriguez, who brings it up. She's got Flatten all over. Flatten playing some tremendous defense. And Jacobs throws it into the Penguin bench.
No doubt they're handing out stupid souvenirs tonight, Stu, if you haven't noticed. They're throwing balls to everybody. So maybe if you stand close enough to the court, you might be able to get a free ball tonight.
I know Janish, I noticed that her left eye, she's got a black eye there, maybe from that game the other night. It's very aggressive. 45 seconds into it, no scoring. And Baskerville drives in from the right wing and buries a deuce. Penguins up 2-0. Very quick transition out of the other end is Morgan Hunter. She goes left side, heaves it back to the top of the key to Elliott on the left wing. She's got Janish on her, back to the middle. Rodriguez drives in the lane. Kick out left side, thinking three ball. Elliott doesn't want to do it. She goes up underhanded. No. Taken down now by Janish. Throws it the length of the court to Takoi. One-on-one. Takoi's going to slow it down to Gomes. Off the glass. Perfect shot. 4-zip DU.
No doubt about it. That was great offensive awareness by Takoi to be able to find Gomes right there in the paint, get up and get the easy layup. Easy layups are what hurt us in our pass game early on, so Dominican has seemed to correct that mistake, too.
Penguins on defense now, and driving in is Morgan Hunter. She drifts in from the free throw line on the right side of the lane, and she heaves it up off the backboard and gets the deuce to fall. 4-2, Penguins on top, Penguins on offense, off to the left side. Penguins attacking the southern hoop. driving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. And an unforced error as the Penguins tip it out of bounds. It's going to be East Bay ball.
Sir, the Penguins, one thing they have to focus on this game is remaining to play tight defense. In the first game, or in the beginning of the first game yesterday, they really failed to do that, to be up tight in the beginning of the game. If they continue and remain to stay aggressive, Stu, if they continue and remain to stay aggressive throughout the whole play, they should be able to come out on top, no doubt about it.
East Bay brought it up. Morgan Hunter slid the right foot, and it's called a travel, and now it's tipped out of bounds by Emily Schaefer, who is going for the defense. In front of a pass that was intended for Janish. Janish has the black left eye. Janish brings it in. Now she gets it down low to Gomes, who just scored the two. Gomes throws it away. Picked up by Hunter. Hunter brings it up across Insignia. Left side, Elliott. Elliott thinking about it. Elliott now slows things down, surveys. Morgan Hunter, three ball on the way. A little bit deep. Taken down by Flat. Flatten's got it. It's three on two. Flatten right side. Up to Janish. Two bounces. Janish head fake. Janish 360 from the baseline. She walked with it.
So you have to have better body awareness than that, Stu. When you get swarmed by defenders like that, you have to be able to make sure you don't take too many steps, get the ball out of your hand quick, or if you're not going to be able to put it up. But Janet's usually not making many mistakes on the offensive side of the ball.
Good call. Here's Morgan Hunter now for the Pioneers. Pioneers off to our right as Jet and I look down from the area of, on the area of play, and now it's a jump ball as Hunter ends up on the floor. She tripped over her own leg. She kind of muffed the ball for a second, and the Penguins get it on the possession arrow, on the floor for Coach Brianna Chambers, Alicia Flatten, Michaela Baskerville, Raquel Gomes, Taki Takoy, and Janish, Kelsey Janish. So now Janish has the ball on the right wing. She gets it back to the top between the circles to Flatten on the way. Big long three ball by Janish. Missed it a little bit to the right, and it ends up out of bounds in the Pioneer bench. Diving for it was Michaela Baskerville, but she couldn't get it before it went out of bounds. 4-2 Penguins on top with 17:07 to go. First half action fans. Guys scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Of course, halftime extravaganza with my partner Jed Jackson. All the stats, all the numbers, everything that matters. Jed will bring them to you. And now with a nice little layup on the right side very aggressively was Emily Schaefer. Schaefer got it to drop. It's four up. Gomes left side. Gomes gets a whistle. She walks with it 180.
Gomes was called for a walk on that one. I'm not too sure about that call, Stu. Didn't seem like she took the walk to me. Seemed like a pretty much simple step. So I was able to put the ball up pretty nicely. I don't know. But we won't argue with the refs yet. We know how much trouble I get into with them. So
not yet. we'll probably be arguing here before long.
No doubt about it.
Now top of the key. Amy Elliott bounces it off of her foot. And it just goes dead. Now the Pioneers just throwing it around with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Elliott, goes behind the back. Good foot fake, Elliott. Over to the right, Rodriguez. Three ball off the glass. Rodriguez missed it right and went in anyway. 16:20 to go, 7-4. Penguins trailing now after opening up and leading for the first 3 minutes of the game. Three ball by Flatten to answer, yes. Left wing, Flatten. Buries a big tray ball, Jet. Seven up.
No doubt. When Alicia Flatten gets started, she can definitely get on the road. We've seen it many and many times here in the Collins Center. She loves to hit those threes and loves to be the big play person.
Brent Flatten is playing some tremendous defense now, and Flatten gets rung up. Too much D.
No doubt. She leads the Cal Pack Conference with the most steals in the Cal Pack, and she's number 15 in the nation so far in NAIA. So Flatten definitely is no stranger to good defense.
For East Bay, Frieda Lee, the top scorer for East Bay, has come into the game, and Christina Lynn, along with Shelly Claremenko for the Penguins. 15:55 to go, fans. 7-all as Takoy heads to the bench for a breather. On the short end, East Bay's got it right under their own hoop. They bring it in, hand it off to Elliott. Long three ball on the way, missed it left side. Down with it, Flatten. Flatten surveys as she brings it across the timeline on the right side. Big crowd in the house tonight. East Bay usually draws. Janish on the way, three ball short over the top of the backboard. Called down by Christina Lynn, who's just entered the game. Left side for an easy layup was Ashley Jacobs. Well, I thought Jacobs walked with it, but nobody else did. And the ones that matter are the referees, so they didn't think so either. I think it was just me, Jet. 9-7, D's trailing. Stolen now on a terrible pass by Flatten by Ashley Jacobs. Now Jacobs throws it away, and Gomes returns the favor by the steal. Right side, Baskerville, easy layup. Boy, Baskerville saw the seam, a very soft spot for East Bay, and it's 9-all as Baskerville buries one from the right side 15:04 to go, Jack.
Michaela Basketball will take you by surprise. She is definitely aggressive on both sides of the ball. She's very good at taking advantage of those easy opportunities to make those good points, too.
Nine offense. And now a whistle off ball. And a timeout has been called. There we go. Oh, down. Thank you. 14:51 to go, fans, when we do return. Jet, so far, 9 up. A very competitive match. And both teams with, well, both teams have a 3-ball in there. And both teams playing very well. I'd say the Penguins' defense is kind of impressive so far.
No doubt about it. The Penguins are definitely playing better than they did in the beginning of their last game, which it seems to be Achilles' heel. They're so used to playing catch-up. But if they're able to stay ahead of themselves, to be able to stay ahead of these teams, I should say, they should be all right. We're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu that you should check out Puente's Taqueria. Puente's Taqueria is located in the Montecito Plaza here in San Rafael, California. And it's the best burritos in town, I'm telling you, because I eat there all the time, at least when I get a chance to. I'm going to go get a burrito after the game with my man Cash Campaign.
Is this Cash Campaign behind us?
Yes, sir. It's
I've heard Cash Campaign many times on DU Radio. All right, music now, please. 14:47 to go. Thank you, sir. Jed Jackson, our producer tonight on DU Radio. Very quickly, the Pioneers bring it in. Shot on goal goes up by Frieda Lee. She missed it left. Her teammate, Ashley Jacobs, ended up on the floor. Jacobs is okay. She popped right back up. 14:39. And we'll bring you some information on Cash Campaign at the next break, how to find him on MySpace, because I know he has a MySpace. That's where I've heard his stuff. 14:34 to go. 9 up. Here's Flatten, left side. Flatten brings it across the timeline. She gets it to the top to Baskerville. Oh, Baskerville gets up to the free throw line, gets a clean shot off, but doesn't make it. Left side missed. Amy Elliott with a fast break. She brings it up to Christina Lynn, and Lynn is not fouled. She just had it blocked away. Penguin ball.
No doubt about it. And she got called for the walk a little bit on that one, Sue.
14:17. Baskerville will bring it in. She'll bring it into Flatten. There is no backcourt pressure at all. 9 apiece, fans. One team foul committed by the Penguins. That was the big defensive block that Alicia Flatten was rung up on. No team fouls committed so far by the Pioneers. Penguins zigzag it indoors. Now they go 3-ball to Flatten, a little bit short. Oh, back up with the putback is Gomes. She can't get it to fall. But Baskerville is right there for the finger roll. With the Penguins up by 2, 11-9, 13:54 to go. East Bay in very quick transition. Morgan Hunter has it at the top of the key. She sets up a screen and passes it off to Elliott. Elliott goes left side. Way out in the corner is Christina Lynn, thinking 3-ball. Back to Elliott with a head fake. Elliott's got Janish on her. She steps in off the backboard. It goes down, and Elliott's going to get the and one, Jet. Foul is against Janish.
Yes, sir. Dominican has to be able to eliminate the fouls. If they can go ahead and eliminate the unnecessary fouls, it should still be all right in this one, Stu. Even though the game is tied up 11-11, it's definitely close. No one's really played us that easy this year. We've definitely had some nail-biters here in the Collins End.
Tokoi has come in place of Janish after Janish with the foul. It's 11 up, four aces on the board. And now it's 12-11 in favor of the Pioneers. After Amy Elliott, the 5'2 senior out of San Leandro, buries the freebie after making the layup. Left side, Penguins. They're working it. Now Klemenko outside to Koi, 3-ball. Hits the side of the backboard. Very errant, but down with it is Baskerville. She can't get it. Put back Gomes right there. Well, Raquel Gomes, Jet, was in perfect position to accept the miss. She didn't even need to box out. It was right back in the fingertips and up and in. 13:09 to go. Drifting up is Morgan Hunter. She takes it coast to coast. And an easy layup against the Penguins. Boy, the Penguins just got out of her way and let her move right in on their territory. 14-13. Penguins trailing inside of 13 minutes. Tokoi thinking about it after Tokoi went for that 3-ball last time. But she hit the side of the backboard. Now Tokoi left wing. Back to Gomes. Easy to the top. Thinking 3-ball. Flatten. Klemenko turnaround jumper. Oh, nothing but swish.
Yes, sir. Klemenko will be able to get in there. Drop the turnaround jumper. Great showing from the junior from San Rafael, California.
15-14 after Klemenko heaves up a nice little 2-ball. The Penguins are back on defense. Up with it now is East Bay's Lindsay Scherf, who came in, the 6-foot junior out of Livermore, on the last possession. Scherf entered the game, missed it, and driving in is Baskerville. Baskerville picks up an offensive charge on her way to the hoop, sent one of the East Bays to the floor, pretty hard. And the Penguins with their third team foul now. Tokoi and Baskerville back to the bench. Back in there is Janish. And also entering the game is Brittany Rowland, the 5'5 freshman out of Seattle. First time we've seen Rowland tonight. Big long three ball. Holy cow, brought up by Morgan Hunter, who just scored the deuce in the previous series. Now Hunter comes up and cans a three. 17-15. Well, East Bay playing the Penguins very tough. Both teams really playing nicely. Here's Rowland, three ball left wing. Oh, Rowland with a nice three ball. Overhand baseball pass inbounds from Schur very quickly. 18-17. Penguins on top. We're inside of 12 minutes in the first half, fans. And now Schur tips it out. No, it went out off the hands of Klermanko. It's going to remain under control. Under the control of the Pioneers with 11:45 to go. The Penguins trailing by one, 18-17. Very short side. Quick up and in. Oh, and it's tipped out by Klermanko. Clean block. Oh, man, it was right inbounds very quickly to Lynn. And Lynn tried to get the shot off Klermanko with a tremendous defensive play. Across the court now, Penguins on the way. Oh, and it falls. Janish ends up on her back, but she gets the bucket, Jet, and she'll get to go to the line, 2017.
Yes, sir. There are plays like that, Stu, that make this Dominican team stand apart from all other in the NAIA. They're always able to get those baskets, always able to force the issue and be able to score the vital points in these games. And I have to definitely say that Brittany Rowland sure did drop a nice tray on that one the previous play.
The free throw is missed, and then it's tipped out by Gomes. The foul was committed by Lindsey Scherf, the 6-foot junior who's just entered the game. And speaking of entering the game, Jet, here's Shauna Bryant, the 5'10 freshman from Ripon. She's in place of Gomes. Bryant and Gomes platoon a little bit. Gomes usually getting the starts. The freshman, Bryant, has made a great name for herself so far. Here's the left side. Ooh. Uh-oh, two Pioneers on the floor. It's 5-on-3 after the missed shot by Christina Lynn. Here's Flatten. Flatten knew that it was 5-on-3. Flatten missed it. Klermanko with the rebound and a turnaround, 180. Klermanko buries a deuce from close range. 22-17. Penguins, 11 minutes exactly. Here's Lynn, right wing. She's got Klermanko plastered to her. Left side, here's Rodriguez, three ball. Missed it, air ball. Down with it, Flatten. And here's Bryant with it. Now Flatten's going to bring it across the timeline. She brings it up to the top, Rowland. Rowland with the three. Just a minute ago, Rowland throws it away, intended for Klermanko. Picked up by Frieda Lee. Lee now kicks it off of her foot, and that's a double dribble. 10:37 to go, fans, with 22-17 the score. Boy, it's a pretty full house, Jet, considering classes are not back in session. We don't start classes until Monday, the 19th. A lot of people in the house tonight.
Actually, it's Tuesday the 20th. We don't.
Oh, you're right.
No doubt about it.
That's
but
right.
We're definitely enjoying up here in the sky box, looking on. Yep. In the beautiful press box with our hors d'oeuvres. Beautiful carpet up here.
Oh yeah, this is. You can't beat it up here. We have the best seat in the house.
Best seat, best technology in the world.
The opulent broadcasting area here at DU 2217. Janish on the way, missed it right with a three ball. That was straight away top of the key. Elliott with the rebound. She heaves it to the top on the fast break, and it's converted by Ashley Jacobs, the 5'7 sophomore from Sacramento. Jacobs, 22-19. We're coming up on 10 minutes. Exactly, fans. One quarter of play behind us, three quarters ahead of us, and the guy is scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Between the legs goes Flatten with some good ball control. Flatten with a buckling jumper left wing. Can't get it to fall. That's the first team foul committed by the Pioneers, and Flatten will go to the line for two.
She couldn't get the shot to fall, but she sure did hit the dirt a little hard on that one. Alicia Flatten always seems to be taking a lot of the brutal punishment on the court, but she goes ahead and picks up the first free throw, and you know how much I love the free ones, too.
Janish and Elliott in the backcourt as Flatten will go to the line for the second of two. She makes the first one, 23-19, and this one's on the way. Oh, she missed it a little right, but it fell in anyway, Jet. And now Flatten will take a breather as Baskerville will re-enter the game. It's Baskerville, Bryant, Janish, Shelly Klermanko and Brittany Rowland. 9:55 to go. The clock rolls. 24-19. A layup from the key drifting in is Amy Elliott. She's fouled on the way, so things all of a sudden slowing down precipitously. So Amy Elliott will go to the line.
So, Stu, so far in this season, we've definitely seen Dominican and nail biters. We've seen them in blowouts. How do you think this Dominican team is going to go ahead and fare once we get deeper in conference? We face tougher teams. We face tougher opponents down the road.
That's a good question. I think if they keep the defense up after Elliott buries both of them, 24-21, I think it's going to come down to defense because their shooting prowess is pretty decent. Penguin, thrown away now by Baskerville, intended for Klarmanko, and then the Pioneers throw it right away. Janish brings it up and slows things down. I think it's going to come down to defense.
No doubt about it. I can definitely agree with you on that one.
And tonight, the Penguins are playing some great defense. They're boxing out nicely. And more than that, I like the man-on-man defense.
Well, he's not playing bad defense themselves. You have to ask, Stu. We love shouting out our Penguins. We definitely give credit where it's due. And East Bay has definitely shown a lot of athleticism so far in this game, not really letting it get out of their reach. 24-21 really doesn't tell the story that's happening on the court from our perspective, but they're hanging in there, Stu.
9:25 to go, fans. The other thing that doesn't tell the story are the team records. While the Penguins are 4-0, perhaps as you mentioned, Jet, as a two-ball goes off from the free throw line by Amy Elliott, and that one is good. It is now 24-23. The Penguins, while they are 4-0 in conference, and the Pioneers 2-3, were so early in the conference. As you mentioned, some tougher teams may have gotten to the Pioneers early. The shot goes off by Gomes. There's no good left wing, but put back by Bryant. Bryant couldn't get it to fall, but was able to draw the foul, Bryant, I believe, unless the foul was before Bryant's shot. We'll find out in a second as Roland goes back to the bench along with Bryant. Back in the game, Tekoi, Gomes, Flatten, Baskerville, and Janish. And I think I got all five. Under the hoop now, short side, Gomes. Gomes gets it over on the left wing, and the Penguins will slow it down. Tekoi, three ball on the way. Oh, air ball. Put back, though, by Baskerville. Great job of boxing out again by Baskerville. Perfect position, 26-23. The clock rolls, 8:45 to go. Bringing it up now is Hunter. Left side, Ashley Jacobs. Jacobs takes it in. No Penguins in her way at all on that left side of the lane, Jet. She just buried it. Uh-oh, big bullet pass from Flatten to Gomes, down low. Gomes had a lot of problems being double-teamed. Gomes is now on the floor. Gomes couldn't get it to fall, 26-25 with 8:20 to go. Now bringing it up very quickly is Frieda Lee, and Lee is fouled on the way, and I think she was fouled either by Janice or Tekoi.
Well, it looked like Janice got down there for the intention of taking the charge at first, too, but she tried to go ahead and block the shot. And East Bay will go ahead and go to the line once again as we go to a timeout, 26-25. Like we said, Stu, the scoreboard doesn't really tell the story. Seems like Dominican definitely had the upper hand in this matchup. But right now, as it goes, we're definitely seeing East Bay climb back in. They're showing a lot of athleticism. They only have 3 fouls to our 5. So, as I said, the unnecessary fouls could come back to bite us. Hopefully not. As we go ahead again into the finishing or the closing minutes, we're back down to the few minutes of the first half. We're always reminding you here about our sponsors on radio.dominican.edu, Wells Fargo Free Checking. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics and Free Checking, that is the free checking with direct deposit for Dominican students, as well as Sobel Communications. Sobel Communications, roots for the black and gold. And don't forget about Jalali Brothers Contractors. Jalali Brothers Contractors, building San Rafael and Marin County since 1914. You can also read about this game tomorrow in the Marin IJ. You can either get it, order it, subscribe to it, or just go on Quick Line. It's only a click away on marinij.com for your best Dominican athletics news.
Yep, I'm sure you'll see the box score in the IJ tomorrow. By the way, fans, as we mentioned, Cash Campaign is with us, sitting in tonight, listening to the broadcast right here with us. And you probably heard Cash Campaign on the Mr. Clean's Lounge show, a regular feature on DU Radio. And you can find a little Cash Campaign's music on MySpace. Cash Campaign is CashCampain, Cash Campaign on MySpace. Check him out. I've heard it many times, Jet. And I've heard him on the radio show quite a few times. Well, it's pretty excellent stuff.
No doubt about it. He's a Dominican alumnus now in the grad program, and he's definitely a great, great fan of basketball. Former player here at Dominican University his freshman year.
All right. Christina Lee knocks down both. 27-26 in favor of the Pioneers. We're at 8 minutes exactly. And here is Gomes. Missed it right. Way right. But the put back by Baskerville. Seems like Baskerville is in perfect position all night, Jack.
No doubt about it. She seems to find herself in the right situation every time. I'm loving the play of Michaela Baskerville and the tenacity that she's showing on the court.
Amy Elliott now flips it out to Lee. Back under the hoop as Lee goes up with it. She missed it. Ooh, she just barely missed it. Raquel Gomes with a rebound. Coming up on 7.5 in the first half, fans. Here's Baskerville. Right side, deep. Pulled down by Lynn. Christina Lynn pulls it in. Uh-oh. And now Lynn and Flatten end up at the timeline. Flatten twisted that right knee. Actually, both of her knees are bad. The left knee is the one that's bandaged up right now, getting ready to come in, is rolling as the Pioneers convert the deuce, 30-28. Once Flatten hit the deck, the Pioneers had 5-on-4, and they made the most of it. Rollins in. And Flatten is out as Bryant's going to re-enter the game. It looks like Bryant will come in place of Janish. 7:13 to go. Penguins trail by 2, Jeff, to the 2-3 Pioneers. In the backcourt, East Bay is going to bring it in. Here's Hunter. She gets it in very quickly as Rodriguez, very aggressively against Bryant. Rodriguez, spin, jumper, buckling right over the top of Bryant, who's got her by about 4 inches, and converts 7 minutes exactly. Baskerville, left side. Three ball, oh man, by Gomes from 28 feet. Gomes missed it, but Bryant picked it up. It was kind of like an unintentional alley-oop, and boy, oh boy, did Bryant pick up Gomes on that one. So I think Gomes, I don't know what Gomes was doing from way out there. It looked like she was taking the shot, but it was about 5 feet short. Bryant saw it, picked it right up and over the top of the East Bays, dumped it home as Shelly Clermanco re-enters the game, along with Sharisa Tucker, the 5'10 freshman from Oroville. Tucker in for the Pioneers in place of Ashley Jacobs. No, I don't have that right. Emily Schaefer in place of Jacobs.
There you go.
6:44. Check
We're
it
still
out.
Getting out the Kings here, ladies and gentlemen. It's the new year. I forgot. Once again, Stu, I woke up this morning. I wrote 2008 on the check.
33-30. That's the first free throw by Andrea Rodriguez goes down. The second one on the way. And they're nothing but swish. Both of those are beautiful. 34-30. Shout out to the Pioneer fans listening worldwide. 6:40 to go, fans. 34-30. Penguins are being played very tough tonight by the Pioneers. This game will be very telling as Gomes throws it out of bounds intended for Tokoi. It ends up in the grandstands. So the Penguins will be back on defense. And Flatten will come back into the game. Flatten limping a little bit, but I think she's okay in place of Tokoi. You don't want to have Flatten sit for too long. That knee will tighten up. 6:27 to go as the clock rolls. 34-30, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up with my partner, Jed Jackson. All the stats, all the numbers, all the everything. Left side layup by Frieda Lee, the top scorer for the Pioneers. And Lee gets it to fall and picks up the foul committed by Michaela Baskerville.
Definitely another foul by Dominican. Tell you the truth, Stu, the main reason why East Bay is still in this game primarily is due to fouls. I definitely have to say that. Dominican has 8 to their 3, and they are making all their free throws, which is something that we have struggled with in the past. They're able to go ahead, pick up those free points and all those extra points and the and-ones. So we definitely have to be the ones to be playing smarter defense and eliminate those unnecessary fouls in these games.
Frieda Lee cans both free throws. Penguins, to say the Pioneers are in this game is an understatement. The Penguins are barely in this game. All of a sudden, the way that the Pioneers have picked up the D, 36-32, as Raquel Gomes converts right side. Foul is committed. I think it was committed. Let's see. I thought it was Emily Schaefer. Yeah. Emily Schaefer with the foul. That's the fourth team foul committed by the Pioneers. And with a very high and majestic arc, Raquel Gomes buries the freebie after. So it's 36-33. We're at 6 minutes exactly, fans, in the first half. Here's a big long three ball by Amy Elliott. Nowhere near as it bounces out. She did get a little bit of rim, but that was all. Here is Baskerville, who brings it up. Baskerville heaves it over her head to Roland. Down low, Clermanco. Clermanco with a turnaround jumper, can't get it to fall. Gomes is right in there, and I like this matchup, Jet, of having the two big women in there with Gomes and Clermanco. both of them close to 6 feet apiece. And after Gomes with the rebound, couldn't get it. Fast break. Andrea Rodriguez chases it in to the end zone. And the Penguins will get it on the overthrow. 5:26 to go. Baskerville to bring it in to Flatten. Flatten brings it up. 5:25 to go. 36-33 Flatten. Very slowly across the middle of the court. Right across the D in the middle of the house. And Baskerville now on the wing. Baskerville flinging the elbows. Baskerville into the right corner, gets it down low to Gomes. Klimenko waiting for it. Picked up after Klimenko had it knocked away by Roland on the way. Three ball, left side. Picked up by Klimenko. Great rebound. Klimenko with a turnaround, couldn't get it to fall. Penguins now on defense after three shots on goal. Finally, East Bay picks it up. East Bay brings it up. Elliott, left side, tipped out by Klimenko. What a rejection. Stolen by Roland. Oh, great steal by Roland. And the Penguins call a defense. 4:45 to go, 36-33. That was blaring through the other night, and I think it was my fault. 4:45 to go, fans. And don't forget, this broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where we're broadcasting live from the Conlin Center, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters for this evening. Our guest is Cash Campaign. He's sitting in with us. And don't forget, folks, for Frank Howard Allen Realtors, love where you live, search for homes, get neighborhood information, go to the award-winning website at fhallen.com. Let me finish those, Jack.
Enjoy.
You're very anxious.
I'm so excited.
I hear you. Me too. All right, we're back underway, fans.
No doubt about it. We're going to see if we can go ahead and try to get Cash Campaign on in the halftime strategy.
Oh, that'd be great. All right, here's Baskerville. Thinking three. Can't get it to fall a little bit deep. Everybody falls on it. Jump ball as Baskerville got tied up with Flatten and Morgan Hunter. 4:26 on the clock. 36-33. And, the possession arrow, I thought it was going to Pioneers. I thought we got it last time. But maybe, I'm not sure what happened. I wonder if they forgot. Here's a three ball by Flatten, air ball. 36-33, Flatten was way out there. Subsequent fast break. Christina Lynn goes up one-on-one against Michaela Baskerville, and Baskerville picks up another one. That's the ninth team foul with 4:14 to go. Penguins trail by three. Halftime extravaganza sounds pretty good with all the statistics with Jed Jackson, and he's going to have a guest. Cash Campaign will be with him.
Dominican has to be able to eliminate the unnecessary fouls, Stu. That's pretty much been their Achilles heel this whole game.
That was a killer there.
No doubt about it. And, I mean, it seems like every game is something else. I mean, last game was pretty much a slow start, sloppy play. This game, they played pretty tight defense, but maybe a little too tight. They've been fouling everybody. Nine fouls so far here in this first half of basketball.
First free throw by Christina Lynn is good, the 5'4" junior out of Honolulu. And she makes the second one. And for some reason, it's only... there we go. Okay. Went for a second. I thought they were only going to give her one for two. Here. Oh, what a great play. 360 spin move by Flatten. She gets a down low to Klimenko. 38-35. Great play there by Flatten. I thought Flatten was going to go up with it. It's sort of a no look to Klimenko down low. Shelley was all alone. 3:48 to go. Penguins trail by three. Lynn's got it over to the right side. She gets it to Rodriguez. Into the corner, backing up Elliott. Three ball on the way, no. Oh, and the Penguins get tied up. And up on her feet is Coach Chambers. Chambers doesn't like it. Chambers very animated. She's hating it. Getting ready to enter the game for the DUs is Arena Scharf. Scharf out of West Hollywood is a 5'6" junior. And that was the 10th foul committed by the Penguins. Only four committed by the Pioneers. Free throw by Ashley Jacobs is good, Jet. The first of two as Scharf enters. Baskerville out. 3:35 on the clock. And Jacobs will get to go again.
It's just unnecessary fouls, Stu. If they're able to eliminate those, we should be all right. And the thing about this this East Bay team is all of them are pretty good shooters and pretty good athletes.
Scharf with the rebound. Stolen into the in the press row where Jillian Rizzo is waiting there. Rizzo almost got taken out. Went right over her head. It went over the scoring table. 39-35, 3:26 to go. Penguins will get the ball on the inbounds after the ball went out of bounds. Penguins trailing by four and have already put East Bay in the double bonus. The Penguins committing 10 team fouls. Klimenko down low again after the assist by the CalPAC assist leader last year, Alicia Flatten, 3:12 to go. Penguins trailing by only two now as we're coming up on the end of the first half. Tipped out of bounds by the diving Alicia Flatten. So Flatten's all over the place. East Bay is going to have it on the sideline on the short end. Christina Lynn brings it in with a quick up shot. Tipped out by Ashley Jacobs. Jacobs knocks it out. Now driving in from the right side is Frieda Lee. Stolen away. Oh, man, stolen back now by Jacobs. Jacobs goes up right side. Taken down by Klimenko, but it went out of bounds. It's going to be East Bay ball right under the hoop. So East Bay is going to get a chance at it, Jet, from about 10 feet away.
No doubt about it. I mean, that was definitely one major struggle for the ball on that one, Stu. It definitely seemed like a whole scramble action. Everybody was on the floor trying to figure out what was going on.
39-37, fans. 2:51 to go. Inbounds quickly to Lynn. Lynn goes between the circles. Frieda Lee on the way. Oh, in and out. And the put back by Ashley Jacobs does not fall. But Jacobs falls after getting nailed. So Jacobs will go to the line for a pair.
I'm telling you, these refs tonight are not letting anything go. Dominican, again, is credited with the foul as East Bay will go to the line again. And this is going to be pretty much the whole issue so far in this game. They have to, in the second half, eliminate these unnecessary fouls here.
I think you're right. Ashley Jacobs on the line. She nails another one. Well, Jacobs is solid. She makes the first, misses the second. Clock rolls 2:40. Penguins trailing by three. Here comes Alicia Flatten, right side, Tokoi. Tokoi down low, Gomes. Uh-oh, Gomes muffed it for an instant. Scharf, top of the key, back left side now is Flatten. Flatten slows things down with 10 on the shot clock. One low bounce to Klimenko on the way. Air ball, Klimenko deep. Now Amy Elliott with the rebound. Elliott, no-look pass over to Christina Lynn. Perfect layup from the left side for Lynn. Well, what a great pass. Great play there by the two Pioneers.
No doubt about it.
Coming up on 2 minutes. Sorry, Jet.
It's all good, Stu. That was great communication by the Pioneers on that play, though. Very well.
Three ball by Tokoi. No good. Gets her own rebound. A big, long rebound. And another three ball goes off by Scharf. Nothing. Tipped out by Gomes. Gomes hits the bottom of the backboard. Punches at the ball. Knocks it loose, but the Pioneers come up with it. 1:45 to go. Left side. Frieda Lee sees the seam. And I think Arena Sharp's going to get rung up with that foul. Just another one.
Now, I don't know about that one. That one I definitely cannot support. That foul right there, Stu, I really did not see any type of contact whatsoever. Anything crediting a foul from Sharp on that one as Coach Chambers goes ahead and calls the timeout.
1:40 to go, fans, when we return. 42-37. And the Penguins are playing very aggressively tonight, Jet. What makes me nervous is with so many fouls, I would hate to lose one of our starters down the stretch.
No doubt about it. I mean, these fouls have been their downfall. It's gone to 42-37 right now, and we were leading this game by the same margin not too long ago, but the Penguins are definitely going to have to step it up, and Coach Chambers is definitely giving them a talk about that right now, no doubt about it. But we're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu that you should hit up Marin's Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If you're an athlete and you live here in the great county of Marin, you should go ahead and give them a call at 415-492-1600. Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As well as, if you want some good food to go on with that great treatment, Bon Appetit Management and Catering Company, food services for a sustainable future. Bon Appetit, they cater here to our students every day, to our athletes.
1:40 to go, fans. The Penguins are trailing by five. And it could be more than that, as headed to the line is Frieda Lee, the top scorer for the Pioneers from Cal State University, East Bay. Jet and I are broadcasting live from the Conlin Center as Lee missed the first one. Right here at Dominican University of California. Lee very short on that free throw. We're at 6:10 p.m. on the West Coast in California. In the good old U.S. of A. for those of you listening abroad. welcoming all listeners worldwide, Jet. We had a lot of listeners to that game night before last when the Penguins beat the Simpsons. We're at 1 minute and 30 seconds to go in the first half. Down low, Clarmenko to Gomes. Turnaround jumper off the right side of the rim. Missed it. Penguins can't get the rebound. Morgan Hunter down with it. Hunter, who stands in there 5'4", played about 6'4" on that play. She dishes it off to Christina Lynn at the last second, over the top of Clarmenko. Clarmenko forcing the issue, but Christina Lynn is able to convert the deuce right over the top of Clarmenko, who's got her by 4 or 5 inches. 45-37 as we're coming up on 1 minute. We are there exactly now. Over to the right side now is Flat. Penguins don't want to get too anxious. Here's a three ball by Gomes. Ooh, she gets it to drop, but it was just a long two from about 16 feet. 46-39. Penguins trailing, bringing it up as Amy Elliott goes between the legs with Takoy on her. She got around Takoy. Now it's tipped out by Takoy. Stolen by Clarmenko. Clarmenko's got it 2-on-2. Clarmenko left side. Now she's going to slow things down. Clarmenko almost muffed it, and it gets away from her. Gomes now ends up. What? Gomes ended up on the floor, slamming into Frieda Lee. They call the foul against Lee.
Lee, oh, okay. They call the foul against East Bay. Definitely.
Finally.
On that one.
It's it was a little confusing foul there.
Both, I believe that was Lee and Raquel Gomes, hit the floor with such force, we really couldn't tell what happened on that one.
26 seconds to go. Left side, Scharf on the way. Three ball, missed it deep. Oh, and now it's tipped out by Morgan Hunter. The Penguins will get it back with 18 and a half seconds to go in the first half. Penguins still trail by six, but three would be a lot better.
No doubt about it, Stu.
Hey, Pat Huser's in the house.
Hey.
Along with Brett. All right, worldwide. 45-39, 18 and a half seconds to go.
And we're still live from the 415.
That's right. Dominican University of California, shot clock is off.
With special listener cash campaign.
Yeah, that's right. Halftime extravaganza coming up. We got cash campaign sitting in with us. Jed will be interviewing him. Give you some information on how to get some cash campaigns music. All right. Left side. Clock rolls. Penguins back underway. End of the first half coming up. We're at 10 seconds. Here's Flatten. Flatten waves everybody off. Flatten left side with the drifter. Flatten too much glass. Shelly Clarmenko with the putback. Oh, and it falls with 1 second. End of the half. And that'll do it for us, fans. In the first half, 45-41. Penguins put on a good run there, Jet.
No doubt about it. The Penguins definitely came back, was able to tighten up that lead from East Bay Pioneers, and they were able to go ahead and be smart on the offensive end, even inside the balls of the ball, be able to score and do well. So we're definitely giving up to Dominican at the end of that one. It's going to be definitely interesting in this second half, Stu, and I am looking forward to some great basketball coming at us now. But we're going to head for the halftime extravaganza. Me, your man, Mr. Jet Jackson, will be bringing you your stats, scores, highlights from the half. And we'll also have a very special guest here, Cash Campaign. Cash Campaign, a legend here on Dominican's campus, both on the court, off the court, and as well on the campus. Only here on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, Jet. Let's see. Jet and I will be back. Well, Jet will be back at the halftime extravaganza just in about 3 or 4 minutes. Until then, we're going to send you back to the studio with our featured artist tonight, Kathy Cotton, the sensation out of Fairfax. And then Jet and Cash Campaign will be here with all the stats and some info on Cash Campaign. You're going to hear it right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Like all the dreamers.
All right, fans, we are back.
Who is this great artist we hear, Stu?
Oh, this is Kathy Cotton, sensation out of Fairfax, California.
Definitely got to Google her. Kathy Cotton from Fairfax, California. Get her up as well as Cash Campaign.
KathyCotton.com. Currently undiscovered gem out of Fairfax. All right, fans, here we go. Second half action underway. Quickly.
No doubt about it. As Pioneer carried the ball up court, the ball will go ahead and be carried out by Pioneer. That is the Pioneers of Cal State East Bay. They will go up, and shot is missed. The ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes of Dominican University. Chelsea Janis will carry up court. She'll go down though to Baskerville. Baskerville's had a great game of far. We'll go back up to Flatten. Flatten with the three-pointer and makes it. Three-pointer. The tray is good from Alicia Flatten. The score goes to 44-45, and Dominican has quickly crawled back in his game within 30 seconds, too. As Cal State East Bay will take the ball up. They go up with a little hook shot. It's missed. Rebounded by Baskerville, and Dominican is running the table right now as Alicia Flatten looks up court. She goes back to Baskerville. Dominican, who had a half that was riddled with a lot of fouls, hopefully can correct that coming to this one. They go down low to Kelsey Janis. She is fouled as she goes up for the shot, and Kelsey Janis will go to the line for her first free throws of the night, or I believe her second free throws of the night.
Nice to see Alicia Flatten come out and bury the tray to get the Penguins within one.
Definitely a tone setter, Stu. If she can go ahead and keep hitting shots like that, you can't stop the Dominican team from continuing to be hyped and getting excited and having a great game. Janis will go ahead and shoot the first one. We'll miss it. They'll go ahead. Free throws have to be made. That could have brought us right back into this game in terms of being tied. She'll go up for the second one and makes it. Chelsea Janis never makes the same mistake twice. She goes up and gets it done. That's why she's one of the best players on this team. Oh, and the ball is intercepted. And Simpson tries to throw it. East Bay tries to throw it up court. The ball is intercepted by Alicia Flatten. And she brings it up court. Ball goes right back out. Alicia Flatten. She shoots up for the tray again. Bounces around the rim. Rebounded by Baskerville. Baskerville will go up under, making the layup. The easy points for Dominican University. And the score is now 47-45 with 18 and 45 seconds left on the clock.
For the first time in a long time, the Penguins are on top, Jet. Long time.
No doubt about it. And I'm loving it so far as Elliott takes the ball up for East Bay. East Bay will go back out again. They're trying to make a decision where the ball is shot, and East Bay, the tray is missed by number three on East Bay, Morgan Hunter, as Chelsea Janis takes the ball up court. And the ball's called out of bounds. Janis fumbled it with it a little bit right here in front of the announcer's booth, and the ball will be inbounded by East Bay University, Cal State East Bay. East Bay is very, very, very athletic teams, dude, we've seen so far. They definitely play good defense. They're able to get back real quick as the ball is shot up. And I believe that is the long two from number 21 from Cal State East Bay. That is number 21, Amy Elliott, the senior from San Leandro, California.
And they're a bunch of shooters, too. That's a scary part. Their offense is just deadly.
No doubt about it. Reminds you of sort of the San Antonio Spurs. It's a team full of great athletes. And speaking of great athletes, Alicia Flatten will drop another three. That'll make the score 50-47. The Dominican goes back up with a little under 17 minutes left in this second half.
Man, if Flatten gets hot in the second half, Jet, look out.
No doubt about it. Players in the clutch always come through. As East Bay is able to penetrate again at the top of the key, and the shot is made by number 32. That is Ashley Jacobs. She's the guard, the sophomore from Sacramento, California. Jacobs going up, making a great shot.
Oh, Jacobs with the scissor legs. I don't know how she converted that one. It's so flat, but she's a shooter, and as you mentioned, very, very athletic. Jacobs converts the deuce and puts the Penguins up by only one.
That's what you call an athlete. You can't say athlete. You got to say an athlete right there as the ball is inbounded. And the easy layup is missed by Raquel Gomes as East Bay takes the ball up court. And I believe that is Kelsey Janis. It looked like she took the charge to me. However, they call her for blocking, and the foul will go against Dominican University as it is 50-49.
Janis had not come set. So as she drifted, she just got in the way, and I think it was a legit call.
No doubt about that. I thought her feet was planted, but definitely Stu has a better look than I do right now. So
I'm a foot and a half closer.
There you go. And you got the glasses on. You can see 10 times better than me. I forgot mine at home tonight. So that will go ahead. Dominican will bring the ball up. It's 50-49 with 17 and 16 seconds left here on the clock in the Collins Center.
Travel call by Christina Lynn.
No doubt about it. And there is a packed house in the house tonight. Pretty good for school not even being in session until actually two Tuesdays from now. So Dominican will carry the ball court. And the Taka Decoy was passed the ball from Raquel Gomes. She lost a little bit of possession there. However, it was knocked out by East Bay. So Taka Decoy will inbound it for Dominican University. Decoy all the way from New Zealand. The recruiting base of Dominican sure does reach far and wide, from Australia to New Zealand, all over the world, as Sarah Kamiko now has the ball, and she is double-teamed and swamped. It is stolen by number four from East Bay University. Four will go up, and the ball is returned by Alicia Flatten with the rebound. Flatten will slow it up a little bit, looking for help from her teammates. She'll go to Baskerville, who will Lots of Tekoi. Tekoi trying to do something. It goes inside to Kamiko. Kamiko's had a good game. 10 points in the first half. Rebounded by Gomes. Raquel Gomes will go up and pull the foul. Gomes will go ahead and collect the foul, and she will go to the line to make some of her first free throws of the night. Dominican University definitely showing a lot of good defense, a lot of smart defense on this second half. And in right now for number 32, Ashley Jacobs, and number 13, Emily Schaefer. In comes number 23, I believe that is, of Freda Lee, and number 15, not number 15, I am mistaken, that would be number 45, Lindsay Scherf, as Raquel Gomes goes ahead and makes her free throws, 53-49.
Scherf, the only six-footer on either squad.
No doubt about it. Oh, Baskerville goes in, tries to go ahead and makes the steal, hobbles it, the ball goes back to East Bay University. And a long sort of Hail Mary John Elway-type pass is tossed over to East Bay. Raquel Gomes trying to go up like Randy Moss and snatch it down. Only got her fingertips on it as East Bay will get the ball again, will have possession.
Good effort by Gomes.
No doubt about it. She got way up there, definitely. A lot of great athleticism in that play as East Bay will have the ball and they will go in. The ball will go out, however, to Elliott, and she will go up for the shot. And it is missed, and the ball will be taken up court by Baskerville. Baskerville has got 2-on-1 right now. She'll go over to Tekoi. Tekoi pulls the foul. Doesn't get the and-one. And Taki Tekoi will go to the line for the first time. The freshman recruit all the way from New Zealand.
Great play there by Baskerville to break it up after Shelly Clermanco pulled the ball down. Baskerville brings it up amid heavy traffic so aggressively.
No doubt about it. Baskerville definitely plays with a whole lot of tenacity as Toxic Coy goes up for the first free throw and misses it. Free throws can be our Achilles heels too, but she makes the second one. I can live with that as East Bay will come with the ball. Dominican's playing tight trap defense. Michaela Baskerville goes ahead with the steal, gives it to Tekoi. Tekoi goes back to Baskerville. Baskerville will go up and misses the layup. Seemed like a pretty good look. However, Dominican still remains the ball. Tekoi will shoot and makes the tray. Three ball from Taki Tekoi all the way from New Zealand. And we will go ahead 57-49 as things are looking up for Dominican University. 15 minutes and 49 seconds left here. One foul on Dominican side. Three to East Bay. And there has definitely been a turnaround. Dominican University showing a lot of great shooting, a lot of great athletic play in this game.
Big time,
East Bay.
Big time momentum switch after the Penguins trailed going into the clubhouse at halftime. Jet, all of a sudden, you got Flatten coming out hitting the two big threes. Tekoi just nailed the tray ball right there. And that puts the Penguins up by 8. That's the largest margin of either team. And as mentioned before, the Penguins trailed for almost the entirety of the first half.
No doubt. The Penguins did trail for a long while right there. But we definitely have to say that they have stepped up and have brought back new life. It started all with that three by Alicia Flatten at the beginning of this half. And since then, they've just been on fire so far, Stu, playing great defense, smart defense, which is quite a change from the first half, I have to say. On the ball again, speaking of defense, it is snatched by Alicia Flatten. It goes to Raquel Gomes. And Gomes, I believe, will go ahead and be fouled, and the ball will be inbounded by Dominican University.
I have to take exception to something you just said about a turnaround in the defense and looking better now in the second half than in the first half. I thought they played great defense in the first half. They just continued here in the second half.
Well, I think the problem with defense in the first half is there's a lot of fouls, and there has not been that many fouls so far.
All right, I'll give you that. You're absolutely right about that. Tons of fouls.
Yes, East Bay University runs up the court. Will go ahead and miss the easy three. It seemed like they had quite the upper hand on Dominican University, but the possession arrow will go to Dominican as Raquel Gomes will bring it up, or actually Alicia Flatten will bring it up for Dominican University. She goes for a long one, too, Michaela Baskerville. East Bay is now starting to tighten up on their defensive struggle. Fans of East Bay are over here chanting, but doesn't seem to be much good as Shelly Kremenko is able to get inside the paint and score the great turnaround jumper. Kremenko has had such a great game so far. Her and Baskerville were tied for the most points in the first half with 10 each.
Clermanco.
And there's a travel on number 23 of, sorry to interrupt you, Stu, a travel on number 23 of East Bay. That is Freda Lee. Freda Lee, who's the top scorer for East Bay, did not start this game. She's going ahead and curve with the travel. But also back in for East Bay University is Morgan Hunter. Morgan Hunter playing at the one tonight.
Klemenko just made such a beautiful turnaround jumper there, Jed. I wanted to just mention what an athletic move. Klemenko, when she gets a groove going, she is as good as they get in the cow pack.
No doubt about it. Poetry in motion as Raquel Gomez pushes the paint. She goes up to Klemenko. Klemenko with good hands will go up.
Oh,
it's in and out as she goes up for the short layup. However, Lisa Flatt is able to go ahead and get the rebound. She shoots the long jumper. Gets the long two, and there is a foul against, I believe that is number 15. That will be credited towards Shelly Klemenko. And now East Bay will inbound the ball as Dominican will continue to play tight defense as Morgan Hunter carries the ball up for East Bay. Hunter has had a good game herself, being able to score on many opportunities for his East Bay team. She goes up for the goal, John, too, and it's in and out for her as well. But a great shot. Definitely have to give her credit when it's due. And Dominican University will retain the possession of the ball.
Foul is called against Morgan Hunter, Jet.
No doubt about it. Morgan Hunter went in. Pretty much, that was quite a poetry move. She was able to go up and dive out sort of with a little fadeaway. As the ball is inbounded by Michaela Baskerville, and Alicia Flatten will carry it up the court. Flatten, the Calpac Player of the Week. Baskerville soon to be Calpac Player of the Week if she continues to play like this. She's having a great game as well as Klemenko. Goes down to Tekoa. Tekoa with the long two. Makes it. And the score is now 61-49, excuse me. And Dominican is up by double digits.
Wow.
14-15, and quite a turnaround from that first half, Stu. Seems like we've caught fire again.
That is a huge turnaround. You're not kidding. Trailing by three at the half, and or five at the half, and then now we're up by 12.
No doubt about it.
Holy cow.
This is the type of basketball I like to see as the shot was put up by East Bay University. That shot was put up by number 21, Amy Elliott from San Leandro, California. She missed it. Ball's rebounded by Dominican University. Baskerville now, Michaela Baskerville, the junior from Alameda, California, will carry the ball up court. She fumbles with it a little bit, and it Elliott is the one to get the steal. However, she had a little bit of carry on that one, and the ball will go back to Dominican University as we retain the possession arrow once again. Baskerville will be the one to inbound it all the way from Alameda, California, having a great game so far. Definitely the impact player of the first half. Baskerville had the ball. She'll go down low to Raquel Gomez. Raquel Gomez trying to make a decision. Goes up with a turnaround hook shot. Makes it. And it is 63-49, and there is no stopping this Dominican offense right now. They're definitely on fire, Stu.
Sky hook, Jet. Sky hook.
Yes, sir. A wrong decision by Megan Hunter on that one. And Alicia Platt will have the ball. She'll go down to Raquel Gomez. Gomes seems to be, should have picked up the foul on that one, but she is, the rest really don't call. It's going on by Amy Elliott, who makes the long three. That was awfully close for comfort, but Elliott is able to stop, pull up, and make the jumper. Timeout is called by Coach Brianna Chambers with 63-52. We are ahead of East Bay, but they will not seem to go away here so far in the second half. But I definitely have to say, I'm liking the swagger that Dominican has come out with in this second half of play.
Well, you're not kidding. They have really played some beautiful defense. And Jed, as you mentioned, they're not so sloppy on the D. They're very aggressively defending their hoop in the first half. And this time they've committed only two team fouls to East Bay's five team fouls. So one could conclude that that is quite a bit tighter on the defense, because I don't think they've backed off at all. They've just played it tighter.
No doubt about it. They haven't backed off at all. They played it tighter. They played it smarter. As you put it, Stu, you are the genius, the voice of the Penguins. Stuart Horney can never argue with the man. He is on top of his game, which is why I love you so much.
Good
Stu.
Call, Chad. Good call.
Stuart Horn, the way man.
Way to prop me worldwide, bro.
No doubt about it,
appreciate
Stuart.
It.
I'm telling you. I'm just amazing. Stuart Scott still has his job with Stuart Horn out here, but we're always reminding you on Dominican University Radio, Dominican Radio.dominican.edu, that you should go to TNB Sports. If you're a sports fan, an avid sports fan, TNB has been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, and they've been doing their thing since 1946. You can hit them up online or stop by the store right there on 4th and D Street. But if you're only a click away, then you should click to www.tnbsports, just how it's spelled out, .com. And that's a shout-out from your man, Jet Jackson, on radio.dominican.edu.
That's getting better than that.
Dominican University will inbound the ball. Lindsay Sharp is now in, as well as she comes in for Baskerville. Taka Tekoa will go out to Shelly Klemenko. She'll go down to Raquel Gomez. Raquel Gomez fumbles with the ball. Is knocked out of bounds by number 4, Christina Lynn. And Dominican will have the ball again. Alicia Flatten will go ahead and bring that in. Goes down to Clemenko. Clemenko with a great decision. Goes up, misses the first one, and is stripped from her. Number 11, that is, Kelsey McKenzie for East Bay University will come with the ball. She'll go out to 13. Emily Schaefer. Schaefer will go inside, and the shot is made by East Bay. 63 to 54. And that score is made by number 45, Lindsey Scherf. Lindsey Scherf, tallest woman on the court right now.
Scherf got in the way of the jumper by Flatten there and went out of bounds.
No doubt about it.
Well, Clarmenko missed that last turnaround. It was about the easiest. She makes all the tough ones and missed the easy one.
No doubt, but the ball is inbound and off the inbound. Right now for Dominican University, Raquel Gomes will go ahead and make the easy two. As East Bay carries it up court, East Bay is definitely a team you cannot let get ahead or you cannot let get in the roll because they are an athletic group of girls. And wow! And there is disbelief in the fans of Dominican University. The foul is called
against Flatten.
Against Alicia Flatten, and I have never seen any better defense than what she played. They go ahead and give it to. Oh, it's on the ground. Okay, there's a foul on the ground, and the ball be inbounded by Elliott. She will not go up for the shot. She inbounds it, and the ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes. A missed shot from East Bay. Tekoi now has the ball. Tekoi all the way from New Zealand. We'll go back to Flatten. Alicia Flatten from Hayward, California. And a travel is called on Raquel Gomes. These refs are not letting anything go tonight, Stu. 65-54. Dominican is still ahead by 11. 12-14 left to go here in the second half. And the ball is taken from by Alicia Flatten. She goes up for the long two. The inbound by Hayward. They did not seem to be paying much attention on that one.
Nope.
A miscommunication of some sorts.
It was tipped out by Scharf, and Flatten buried the 17-footer.
No doubt about it. However, just now, as we were making that value point, I believe there was. Did you catch that one, Stu? I happened to miss it.
That was a push on number four, Christina Lynn.
Push on number four, Christina Lynn. Definitely good to see Dominican have the ball again. The possession arrow goes towards us. Flatten will take it up court. Alicia Flatten comes from Hayward, California. Such a great player for this Dominican team since she's been here. Leads the Cal Pack in assists. Led the Cal Pack last week in points.
Sharp for the block illegally.
No doubt about it. It seems like now it's East Bay's turn to pick up tons of fouls as Flatten will go to the line.
That's a 17 foul committed by the East Bay. They didn't commit seven in the whole entirety of the first half.
No doubt about it. Flatten will go up, try to make the first of two. There is the first one.
Well, she is solid. That Flatten is just a superb point guard, the assist leader in the Cal Pack last year. And as you mentioned, yeah, the Cal Pack player of the week last week.
No doubt about it. She's leading the Cal Pack in steals this year. She seems to have an all-around game that really cannot be rivaled by many. Dominican is going to tighten up on this defense. We're hearing the chance coming from the bench. Elliott moving the ball around. She's quite the ball handler. The ball shot up by East Bay. It's missed, rebounded by East Bay. They go ahead and get their own ball. And it's out of bounds on Dominican. Taki Tekoi dove out of bounds trying to get that ball. And East Bay will go ahead and inbound it. Inbound is made. Alicia Flatten tries to go up. She is such a tenacious player on D. And Sharif goes in front of Flatten. Goes again. Oh, and the foul is called. Again on Flatten. Alicia Flatten showing a lot of tenacity in this game, Stu. I mean, she has the fourth foul, and that can definitely be costly. I don't know if Coach Chambers is going to pull her out or keep her in, Stu, but... It's a lot of time left in this game. 11:28 is a lifetime in basketball. And East Bay will carry inside. A lot of great moves from number four, Christina Lynn. But the ball is rebounded, however. Snatched down, and Flatten will take it up. She'll take it to Raquel Gomes, her partner in crime here.
She did everything beautifully except make it.
No doubt about it. Amy Schaefer will rebound the ball. And she goes up court. Right now, it's Christina Lynn again, and Lynn will go ahead and get the easy layup. It is 69-58. Dominican still leads by 11 with a little under 10 minutes left here in the second half. They're playing tight defense on Alicia Flatten.
The real story we got to watch here is Flatten.
has Flatten just about got Flatten as she got tripped up by Lynn. But Flatten with four fouls, Jet, you don't want to lose her going down the stretch as starting point guard.
No doubt. And in for Dominican University, Shelly Kremenko comes in from Shauna Bryant, as well as number 45, Lindsay Scherf goes out, and number 11, I believe it was, Kelsey McKenzie will come in for East Bay. Alicia Flatten will go up for her first free throw. And it bounces off the rim. It is rebounded by East Bay University. And Megan Hunter will carry up the ball. Jump ball. There's a little struggle down there from Shreve, the newcomer to Dominican University basketball team. And in now for Alicia Flatten will be Michaela Basterville. Michaela Basterville from Alameda. They have to not foul on this one. They go ahead and get the ball. And it's rebounded by Dominican University. Taka Takoi now carries up the ball. She goes out to Basterville, sitting on the perimeter. Shoots out to Kel Gomes. Out again to Takoi. Takoi back to Basterville. Down low to Gomes. Ooh, seemed like a foul on that one, Sue. They did not call it. Back out in to Shreve. She goes into Kremenko. Kremenko with the turnaround. Jay misses it. However, Basterville gets the rebound, puts up the layup, and she's been doing that all night.
Oh, you're not kidding. That was beautiful.
Telling you about it. Michaela Basterville was tied with Kremenko in the first half for the most points. They both had 10 each, and it's now 71-58. And Dominicans seem to be running away with this one. 10 minutes left so far in this game.
13 points in 10 minutes is no time to get comfortable, Jet.
No doubt about it, but Dominican, they keep on this roll. They will definitely be walking away with a W. And Michaela Basterville trying to get the ball. A valiant effort. It goes out of bounds. I love the effort, though, on that one. She's definitely hyped up and juiced to be in this game, playing well. I'm telling you, despite the fact that Alicia Flatten is not in the game right now, Dominican does not weaken whatsoever. They continue to play good D and continue to play great ball as Megan Hunter goes in and makes the jumper, the sort of fadeaway jumper with two penguins in her face. Hunter is the Morgan Hunter, not Megan Hunter. Morgan Hunter, number 30. Small slay on the court. She seems to have a lot of athleticism. She's definitely a hooper, Stu. But, however, the ball snatched away. It's rebounded again by Raquel Gomes. She'll go right down to Shelly Kremenko. Kremenko will go up with the turnaround jumper again. 73-60. Dominican's up by 13 points. We're under 9.5 minutes left here to go.
Up.
And there is no foul as number 11, Kelly McKenzie, goes ahead and hits the floor. Seems like every time she's had possession, Sue, that she seemed to have little wobbly feet, falling a little bit. However, the ball will be inbounded by Morgan Hunter. Morgan Hunter will go up for the shot and miss it. It's rebounded by Michaela Basterville as the ball is inbounded by East Bay. He's been able to go down again to Kremenko, and a travel is called on Shelly Kremenko. Refs are not letting anything go in this game, Stu.
That one there, Kremenko kind of couldn't gain control of the ball, and I think that was legit there as well.
No, but you're right. They're playing him pretty tight tonight, the refs.
No doubt about it. They're not letting anything go. They're definitely on top of their game tonight. 73-60. 9 minutes left here in the second half. Dominican University is having a good game. There'll be a big change on the floor as East Bay tries to show a little different look. In for East Bay is number 21, Emmy Elliott, number 32, Ashley Jacobs, and number 10, Andrea Rodriguez will come in for the East Bay Pioneers. Dominican University will keep the same five on the court. And Shreve will go up for the first free throw. Makes the first one. As Irina Scharf, West Hollywood, California. The junior here, junior transfer. Playing great game so far. Great role player. Goes ahead and drops her second one. Score goes to 75-60. Dominican's up by 15 with 9 minutes left here in the Collins Center. And it is a great game. And there's definitely a lot of excitement. Great defense by Dominican University. The ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes. Gomes will go out to Baskerville. Tyson will go out to Scharf again. Scharf to Kremenko, the turnaround jumper. And Shelly Kremenko drops yet another one. I'm telling you, she should put a patent on that. That move has been working for her all night.
I can't believe Kremenko is so on it tonight. She's nailing everything.
She is in the zone, Stu, as the ball is put up by East Bay, rebounded by Raquel Gomes. It goes out to Scharf. Irina Scharf. Oh, looked like she had the easy layup. Then make it three. Pioneers hit the ground. It's 2-on-2 now as Vassaville and Gomes are back in defense. Everybody else transition back. Elliott goes up and makes the tray. Elliott has quite the stroke. 77-63. Well, under 8 minutes left here, and it seems to be back and forth, despite the fact that Dominican remains up by a heavy margin.
You're absolutely right. And both teams are just playing beautifully.
No doubt about it. This is probably one of the funniest basketball games we've seen in a while. Shelly Kremenko once again with the easy shot. She plays such great ball. Timeout is called by East Bay.
Jet, I cannot believe the back and forth of this thing. Well, on you look at the scoreboard, the Penguins are up 79-63, but that's not the story. I mean, if the Penguins weren't playing their absolute best ball, they would be getting slaughtered by East Bay right now. East Bay is playing so well right now, and the Penguins are, obviously, the Penguins are doing something right. But, I mean, I'm really impressed by how well East Bay is playing. Not to be outdone by the DUs, and, of course, the Penguins are up, but
no doubt
holy
about
mackerel. The East Bays are just making everything, and Kremenko has gone nuts under the hoop.
I'm telling you, East Bay went ahead earlier this year, and they had played USF, which is D1 school, and they gave USF quite a time. Me and my roommate Cameron Parker, we watched that game, and it was definitely one to be seen. But they're coming in here, and Dominican is stepping ahead and hanging with them pretty good. 79-63. We got, all right, a little under 8 minutes left. What can Dominican do to stay ahead, Stu? Is there any changes that need to be made? And what can East Bay do to step up?
No, there's no changes. Keep working it down low to Kremenko. I mean, you've got Flatten sitting on four fouls right now, so they're going to have to baby that thing and try and manage Flatten to keep her in the game. But, boy, you got to keep Kremenko in there right now. She's got the hot hand. You got to keep feeding it to her.
No doubt. And as you said, even without flattening the game, this Dominican team will not weaken. They have played great defense. East Bay will have the ball. The shot is put up by East Bay, and the tray is made. Jesus, number 23, Freda Lee. They go ahead and drop the three. And just as we said, this East Bay team is not going away. They have some shooters. They can score almost at will, but Dominican remains in front. Tyke Decoy is double-teamed. Dominican University. Oh, the ball is given to Baskerville. She loses it for a second. It is out of bounds. Baskerville showing her disgust with that one.
Went right through Baskerville's fingertips. Almost hit the coach. And then bounced right on the line as she tried to save it.
Oh, God. Dominican's now playing this tight man-to-man. They're up on everybody. Morgan Hunter will run up court. It's one-on-one with her and Shelly Kremenko. The ball going in and out. Rebounded by Baskerville. Baskerville will go up against Irina Scharf. Out to Raquel Gomes. Inside to Kremenko. Kremenko will go up. Get the easy two. Kremenko's been doing it all game.
Great assist there by Gomes to Kremenko down low.
Tell you, it's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they're definitely not trying to fix that. Kremenko definitely is going ahead and playing her game as Elliott was able to get inside the paint and score for East Bay. It's 81-68. Dominican still with the lead. A little under 7 minutes left in the half.
Oh, don't force it.
Dominican slowing it up, moving around the ball a little bit inside the Gomes. Out to Irina Scharf. Scharf with the three-pointer. Does not make it. Is rebounded by East Bay. East Bay will go up to Morgan Hunter. It's 2-on-1. McKinley Basketball is all back by herself. Hunter will go up. Wobbled a little bit. Missed the shot. It's rebounded by Basketball. What great defense. Uh-oh. Oh, and she gets the ball stolen from her. Amy Elliott. It's credited with the steal. Fell on that one, and the ball will go to Dominican University. She was credited with a double dribble. She did not agree.
Well, she fell on it. She tripped on the ball and fell right on top of it. They called it a double dribble, which is the proper call.
No doubt about it.
She may not have liked it, but it was proper.
It was proper as you can get. Proper as pie, as East Bay will call the timeout. Dominican University remains up 81-68. Great game. 6.5 minutes left. It's a lot of time in basketball. We still have to stay tuned to see how this works out. If you're tuned in, don't turn off your radios. Don't turn off your computers.
I don't remember the last time the Penguin women scored 81 in a game, but especially against a tough team like the Pioneers. The Pioneers led
almost the entirety of the first half, with the exception of like the first 2 minutes of the game.
No doubt about it. This is a high-scoring game.
Both teams, like you said, Jet, they're scoring at will on one another, and both teams are playing some pretty heavy defense. This is a great game to watch. If you're a basketball fan, this is about as good as it gets in the Cal Pack.
No doubt about it. We're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu. We're giving shouts to our sponsors, Gelati Brothers Contractors. They've been based here in San Rafael and building Marin County since 1914, as well as Bank of Marin, committed to your business and our community. BankofMarin.com. You can find them online. They're a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics as well. Don't forget about Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information. Go to their award-winning home 24/7. You can find them online at www.fhallen.com. As Dominican University will take the ball up court again, Arena Sharp has it. She goes out to Kelsey Janis, who now comes in. Also, Shauna Bryant's on the floor as well, in for Baskerville. And the ball's put up by Kremenko. Shelly Kremenko is having the game of a lifetime, 83-68. 6 minutes left, and she is playing her butt off in this game. The ball is put up by East Bay University, and it is rebounded by Shauna Bryant. Shauna Bryant, new freshman from Ripon, California, goes back down to Kremenko. Bryant goes in the paint. Bryant, the one bounce goes up, makes the easy points, and she goes ahead and gets it done.
Well, Jet, you know, Kremenko had 10 in the first half, Jet. She's got to have 20 in the second half. Oh, brother.
And I just got news from our stats people that Shauna Kremenko has a new career high, 22 points in this game. Wow. Kremenko is playing like there's no tomorrow as Arena Sharp goes up for the three for Dominican University, misses it. And possession arrow will go to East Bay. East Bay will inbound the ball. That's great news. Shelly Kremenko, 22 points. Career high here as Dominican Penguin. She is having the game of a lifetime, game you dream about playing in college ball, as the score is 85-71. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock. Dominican's playing tight defense. East Bay has to be able to knock down some threes if they hope to get back in this game, because the clock is ticking. The ball is put out by Elliott. It is missed. No rim whatsoever. Air ball. Rebounded by Arena Sharp. She slows it up a little bit. Passes in to Shauna Bryant. Bryant goes up. Too much glass on that one. Had the easy two.
All right, Bryant had all day to look at that thing. Maybe that was one of those where it was too much time to look at it, Jeff. She had to, you know, sometimes you just react very quickly and get it to drop. That one she had all day to look at from close range and was nowhere near the basket.
No doubt about it. She definitely got a little excited on that one, but Dominican will have the possession. They'll carry the ball up again. Arena Sharp goes back down to Bryant. Bryant will go up with the two. Bounces off the tip of the rim. The ball is rebounded by East Bay. East Bay must have to try and desperately to climb back in this one. They go down, however. Shepard, she misses. That was Lindsey Scherf, Livermore, California, number 45, the 6-foot-tall junior. She'll go to the line. She is fouled.
Scherf towering above everybody on the court right now, Jet.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's 85-71, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. And Scherf will go ahead and make her first two.
What a pretty stroke there on Scherf. That was a beautiful shot.
Well done. Back in for Dominican Penguins is number 24, Michaela Basterville. Your number 32, Raquel Gomes. And no one forgets the big 2-0, Alicia Flatten. They'll come into the game for the Dominican Penguins. Flatten, remember, has 4 fouls. She has to be careful if she's in the game, not to be too aggressive enough to get herself out of the game. We need her definitely in these last few minutes. Kelsey Jansen will have the ball and carry it up. There's an off-ball foul, a push, and Janis will go to the line.
Another 30 seconds of play, Jet. The Penguins are going to start milking the clock.
No doubt about it. Penguins have played good. I'm happy with how they played this second half, Stu. I mean, they've played great defense. They've been smart on the offensive side of the ball. They've been running good plays. Kremenko has had just an outstanding game. They've done pretty much everything outlined I think Coach Chambers wants them to do in this game. I mean,
they've all been playing pretty strong ball. Kremenko's been great. Gomes has been superb. And Flatten's got a bunch of threes. Baskerville's been killer. I mean, I really, like you said, I couldn't ask for a whole lot more.
No doubt about it. The ball is, however, taken up by East Bay. It's rebounded. The missed shots. Two missed shots. Kelsey Janis will come up with the rebound. Baskerville will have it. And she'll try to pass down low to Gomes. The ball, however, is and
for sure.
Scherff, the ball was passed from East Bay to Lindsey Scherff. She was not paying attention. Lisa Flatten came up with the steal. We said she has the most steals in the CalPAC Conference this season. She averages three a game, and she comes away with a good one right there. Flatten will go ahead and inbound the ball for Dominican University now. 86-72. A little under 4 minutes left in this game.
Gomes converts left side.
The timeout is called by East Bay. Nothing but smiles over here on Dominican's bench as the score is 88-72. They're playing great defense. Lisa Flatten didn't pick up any fouls while she was in the game.
You're right. That's a huge thing at this point. Keep Flatten's nose clean for the last 3 minutes.
And everyone else has stepped up, which is what I love about this game. When players were out, everyone else was stepping up. Everyone else brought their game to a different level. And I definitely am loving it here with 3 minutes and 42 seconds left, 88-72. Me and Stuart Horn will be bringing you the men's basketball game after which we'll see the stars such as Adam Chavis, All Day Ray Chavis, as well as your man Ari Ivantosh representing the men's basketball team. They will be on the floor wreaking havoc with the Cal State East Bay Pioneers men's team. But on radio.dominican.edu right now, the women's team has 3:42 left to go.
88-72 fans in the while the scoreboard shows the Penguins in pretty good, pretty much in control of this thing so far. Jet and I are astounded with how great both teams are playing tonight. I mean, I think it's okay to speak for you on that behalf, Jet, at this time.
No doubt about it.
They're both making everything.
East Bay has played a great basketball game, despite the scoreboard. They've played a great game, and Dominican definitely can never say that they straight up beat East Bay. They definitely played a great, great offensive, defensive game.
They need to keep playing.
It's rebounded by East Bay again. And East Bay player, number 32, that is Ashley Jacobs, and she is fouled. She is fouled. And she will go to the line for East Bay. Some interesting characters in the crowd tonight. Ball's put up by Jacobs. She makes the first one. I'm telling you, this East Bay team definitely has a lot of athletes, more so than I've seen any other team have.
This game is not over.
No doubt about it. And Jacobs will go ahead and make the second one. And out for Shelly Kamenko, in comes Raquel Gomes and Taki Takoy. As the original starting five is out on the floor here for Dominican University, Baskerville will have the ball. She's going to load to Janis. Janis will go up to Baskerville again. Baskerville back to Janis. Janis goes up for the tray. Makes it! Nothing but net. It was totally silent on that one. 91-74. 3 minutes left. Dominican University is running things.
22-footer.
And the travel is called by Christina Lynn of East Bay. East Bay Pioneers get the travel on them, and the ball will be inbounded by Taki Takoy for Dominican University.
Man, Lynn slammed into her going about 30 miles an hour.
No doubt about it. My man Cash Campaign said she was walking all the way to Hayward. She definitely was taking a little too much steps. Raquel Gomes go ahead with the turnaround.
Whoops.
A little bit short.
Air hook.
Ball going to Elliot. Elliot will pull up for the J. Misses, is rebounded by Jacobs. See, Jacobs is below the rim. She's covered by Tucker Takoy. And Christina Lynn will pick up the foul. She will go to the line for Cal State East Bay. As we said before, Stu, it's 2 minutes, 42 seconds left in this game, 91-74. There is no doubt in both you, my mind, your mind, and I'm hoping our listeners that East Bay, I mean, if we could have this televised, East Bay has played an impressive game. I mean, take nothing away from them. They played an impressive game inside and out. You know, they pretty much have not weakened until recently against this Dominican team. But Dominican definitely had their hands full tonight from start to finish.
I was called on Raquel Gomes there, Jack.
Yes, sir. And the free throw will be missed by Christina Lynn. And Dominican will start to milk the clock. Alicia Flatten taking her sweet time.
Yep.
We go up, flatten, child pack player of the week. She passes out to Tekoi. Tekoi goes up with the shot, and this is rebounded by Gomes. Gomes will pick up the foul, and she'll go to the line. It's 91-75. 2:25 left on the clock.
Gosh, can the Penguins get to 100 yet?
It's possible. 2 minutes in basketball is like a half in football. Tons of stuff has happened. We've seen crazy stuff. I'm telling you, you've seen Derek Fisher hit a three within 0.4 of a second. Anything can happen. But Raquel Gomes will shoot the first free throw, misses it. Dominican still in great shape here. Gomes will step to the line again. Goes for her second. Shoots. In and out. Ball's rebounded by Baskerville. Goes up. Gets the layup. Michaela Baskerville has been all over the place tonight. I'm telling you, she has had a great game. However, Elliott will come back down for East Bay. Shoot the ball up. It was missed. Elliott will go up with the jumper again. And makes it the second time. Doesn't miss the second opportunity. It's 93-78. And I was just also informed by our stats person again that Amy Elliott has 30 points on tonight's game. 30. So East Bay is definitely playing some ball tonight. No doubt about it.
30-78 for Elliott?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
the ball is rebounded. Knocked away. Alicia Flynn trying to get her hands on it, but she's still all smiles as Jacobs will go in and get the easy two. It's 93-80. Jenkins up by 13, a minute and 33 left, and they're going to take their sweet time, milk the clock. Dominican University.
There's no 10-second half court, I
forgot. Oh, yeah, there is.
Yes, there is.
10 seconds on the timeline. Oh, man, the Penguins worked it.
Penguins worked it fine, and East Bay was caught sleeping as Baskerville was going up, and she'll be credited with that free throw. A minute left, 95-80.
They really were sleeping. It's 13 points. It wasn't dead with a minute and a half to go. And the Penguins have kept it very deep in the forecourt.
Rebound by Alicia Flatten. Ball is in Kelsey Jansen now, and they'll sit on it. We're counting down about 50 seconds on the clock, and I am definitely satisfied with this loss. This will go in the books as a Dominican win, unless something absolutely ridiculously crazy is going to happen in the next 43.7 seconds. Probability of that is very low. I think it's like a billion to one. I think I have a better probability of walking to the moon right now and coming back alive than East Bay catching us in this game up by 15 points. But as we always say, Stu, just to not jinx ourselves, we've seen stranger here in the Collins Center. East Bay with the ball. It is out of bounds. Christina Lynn will inbound it for East Bay. That's Christina Lynn with the inbound. Oh, Michaela Baskerville steps up, almost goes ahead and grabs the ball. She seems to be hurt a little bit as she hit the floor on that one, but that was far away from the ball. Now the possession arrow will go again to Dominican University as Raquel Gomes. Or actually, no, there will be a free throw as a foul. Off-ball foul, number 24, Melanie Inouye will go to the line and shoot. 31 seconds left in the game, 95-80.
Inouye getting her first minutes of this game. Jet.
I don't know how much help she'll be, though, late in this game, though, Stu. It's
15 points in 30 seconds is kind of a tall order.
Real tall. It's like Shaq tall. that's Yao Ming tall. That is definitely Yao Ming tall. Inouye will go up. Just say it. In and out like a fast food restaurant, and the ball is taken up by Kelsey Janis. Go out to Raquel Gomes. 26 seconds left on the clock. We're counting down to victory here. The men's basketball team are waiting to step on the court and do their warm-ups. The ball ever is stolen by Christina Lynn. Shot up by Elliott, and in and out for Elliott too as Raquel Gomes comes down, leaves four East Bay team members on the ground in dismay as Raquel Gomes snatched the ball.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Baskerville will sit on it. And that is game. 95-80 is the final score. Such a great game. Great ball played here. by your Lady Penguins, and they will walk away with another W. That will make them 5-0 in conference, 7-7 on the season. It is definitely starting off great for the Dominican University team. We're making some noise in the Cal Pack, and I have no doubt in my mind, Stu, that, well, I wouldn't be surprised if Shelly Kamenko winds up being the Cal Pack Player of the Week.
She
had
might.
22 she points might. And more. Well, that was 22 points when we started this. Well, we so pretty much was towards the end of the game. She still got a few more in, so that might be the understatement of the night right now. But she is going to go ahead and probably be the best player on this court, on the floor tonight. Michaela Basville as well having a great game. Michaela Gomes having a great game. Alicia Flatten doing what she does best, being defensive, offensively, and all around effective for this great Dominican team. And I'm happy with it, Stu. Another victory, another good day at the office for me and you.
Yeah, you're not kidding. What a superb night for Shelly Kamenko. Boy, oh boy, the hometown girl, Kamenko, the 5'10 junior, right here out of San Rafael. Great work by the Penguin women. They move to 5-0 in conference. That pushes the Pioneer women to 2-4 in conference. And as Jet mentioned, just a great day at the office. So the Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. In fact, the overhead clock has it at 19 minutes from now until we get that game underway. Jet and I will have the play-by-play in its entirety. Until then, we're going to send you back to the D Studios for a little more of our featured artist tonight. This is Kathy Cotton out of Fairfax. Jet and I will be back with the men's game. You'll hear it here on radio. Dominican.edu.
Like all the dreamers ran out of dreams.